can't stand far away. Is this the end?
Okay, it's closer. Is that better?
Thanks. Hello, I'm Mimi. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hi.
Thank you for asking me to speak today. Thank you to the organizers. What a great thing this is. And thank you to Richard for your share this morning. After you shared, I sat there and thought, well, ditto. What else am I going to say? And then I sat there as everybody came up to share, thinking, don't share what I want to share, don't share. You know? Not that I'm ego-centered or anything. So, to qualify, I've been in the program one day at a time for over 30 years. I, like Richard, am a two-time loser. I had an abstinence of 17 years and lost 100 pounds and maintained that for 17 years. Here are my pictures, by the way. I can't move from here. How often have I said that in my life? So I had 17 years of abstinence. I thought maybe I was cured. Neglected to do steps 8 and 9. Did you know you can do that OA hop? I did 1 through 7, and I didn't like 8 and 9. So I did 10, 11, and 12. Don't do that. It will come and bite you, you know where. So after 17 years of abstinence, I went into relapse. And I was there in that hell for 10 years. And now, thank you, God, I've had 5.5 years of recovery. One day at a time, and I've lost that 100 pounds again that I had gained back. And I've got to tell you, I was really wondering last night and this morning what on earth I was going to share with you. What on earth did I have to say? I really wasn't coming up with anything, guys. One thing that happened, I kind of want to get this part out of the way. I had a very emotionally traumatic incident with my daughter yesterday. And I was awake all night with that monkey brain. So it was kind of helpful to hear that this morning, about stepping away from my ego. But feeling that I was absolutely the worst person in the world. Something I've always known, you know. Never wanted anybody to get to know me really well, because once they did, they were going to go away. I don't know if anybody shares that. So I was really, after 31 years of program, turning that over. And here's the thing about turning it over. I don't know about you, but I keep taking it back. So I must have turned this situation over 432 times between midnight last night and 9 o'clock this morning, okay? And this is how God works in my life. I really felt down. I really felt down for the count. And I thought about canceling, which I didn't do. Thank you, God. And I got in the car this morning, and I'm saying, well, God, just give me the words you want me to say, because I don't have any, you know. And I turned on the radio, which I usually don't do when I'm driving. And I had been asking for guidance, you know, give me some guidance, God. So I turn on the radio. Out of that little speaker floated the Beatles. And guess what the song was? Let It Be. So, as we're thinking about doing one day at a time, I think let it be is a pretty good phrase. What also comes to me is this image. I don't know if any of you remember this. You might not be old enough, but many years ago, there was a poster, and it was of a cat hanging from a wire. Remember that? And at the top of it, on the poster, it said, "Hang in there, baby." So that's what one day at a time means to me. You know, hang in there. Not every day is going to be roses. And some days are going to be damn hard. And it's just a matter of hang in there. And which is so much easier said than done. But it is one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, sometimes 1 minute at a time. And I'm preaching to the choir. I know you all know that. And I heard somebody share something this morning that I really loved. Well, I've heard a lot of things shared this morning that I really loved. But one was, I have to be willing to love myself. And so much of my go-to belief, and Richard was talking about some of those, is to put myself down, to isolate, to feel that I'm not really worth all that much. And from my childhood, too. And learning to love myself is what this program is about for me. And that comes from doing step 11 for me. I mean, it comes from using all the tools. It comes from all the program stuff we hear. But I think it's that conscious contact with God. And, you know, what I love about that is the word conscious. Because it means I can sit down and mutter a prayer in the morning. And really, that's okay, because some days that's all I can do, is just sit in that place. I have a little place where I do my morning meditation. And as I heard somebody share once, she would no more think, and I would no more think, of walking out the door in the morning without brushing my teeth. I would no more think of walking out the door in the morning without doing my meditation. Whether I'm really conscious and present for it or not is the difficulty. What I've discovered in the last 4 or 5 weeks, my food was getting a little edgy. You know, have you ever come close to the edge with your food? And it was getting kind of fuzzy, not edgy, fuzzy. And I wasn't feeling really good physically. And of course, I felt like I must have gained 100 pounds, because I don't know about you, but my thinking is always black or white. And, you know, I never have gained 2 pounds. I've gained 200 up here. And you know what I did? I went into my old mode of thinking, that childhood stuff that keeps up with me. And I had to walk somewhere in a group of people. I had to get up to speak for something or other. And I just wanted to shrink. I didn't want anybody to see me. And you know what? I went through my life that way. When I weighed 250 pounds, I didn't want anybody to see me. And the irony is that there was so much of me to see, and yet I didn't want anybody to see me. And what this program tells me is I do not have to live that way anymore. If I will only keep turning it over, one day at a time, 1 minute at a time, one whatever it takes. So what happened in these last couple of weeks, well, I was realizing I felt that way, and I thought to myself, you know what, I have a better way of living. I have learned a better way to live. I really don't have to live that way. So then I had to rededicate myself and say to God, I am willing to go to any length it takes if you will help me. So now I want to tell you, I'm losing, how much time do I have?
About 10 minutes.
Okay, thanks. It's that willing to go to any length. When people ask me if I will sponsor them, first of all, I have no problem saying, yes, I'm a sponsor. Because when people ask me if I will sponsor them, one of the first questions I say to them is, are you willing to go to any length? And that really changes the picture. Very few people want to keep talking to me after that. So, if you're willing to go to any length, come talk to me anyway. And I realized that I had become not willing to go to any length when my food was fuzzy. So I had to say again to God, I am willing to go to any length. I was feeling desperate. And maybe that's what it takes sometimes. I was feeling desperate. And I was very scared that I was going to go back there because it happened to me before. I saw when I broke my abstinence after 17 years, it waits for you, that disease. And so does death. I'm sorry to, you know. We can't mess around with this, like some people have shared. You know, we just go right into death. Yeah. So I got scared, and I said, I'm willing to go to any length if you will help me now. What that's like for me sometimes is kind of like really wondering if God's still going to help me. I don't know if you ever feel that way, but there's this religious story, spiritual story you may know about, this guy in a boat with a couple of friends way out in the middle of the ocean, and he thinks he sees God off in the distance walking on the water, and he says, God, if that's really you, call me. So God calls him. So the guy gets out of the boat, he walks on the water. And that's what it feels like to me to approach abstinence one day at a time. It's like, oh my God, that's like walking on water to be abstinent. That's like walking on water to not eat sugar. How am I going to do that? And here's the thing, I can't do it. And so this guy gets out on the water. He does walk on the water. He walks for a while, but then a storm comes up. So he pays attention to the storm. And that's what I do. I pay attention to the storm, to all those things that say, you can't do this. God's not, you know, it's not worth it. And when he pays attention to the storm, he sinks. So it's that trust, which I am sorely in need of one day at a time. That's why I have to keep turning it over. So I want to close by reading to you a prayer that I wrote. So it's not outside literature. And some of you have heard this before, so I hope you'll just bear with me if you've heard it. I go around saying to people that I've lost 100 pounds, people I think that might be important information for, and then I wait to see if they say, how do you do it? And they do sometimes, and I say prayer. And then if they ask me more, I get to talk about a way. But what one woman said to me once when I said prayer was, what do you pray? So I thought, well, you know, I have different prayers at different times. I've had different prayers for the last 31 years. But I thought, well, why don't I pull together all the different things I've prayed and write that up for her and just give it to her? So it's kind of a compilation of 31 years in the program for me. And you'll see how much I still have to learn when I read this to you. So here's a daily prayer for healthy eating. Lord, I know I am beautiful in your sight. I know that you love me as if I were the only person in the world. I know that I do not need to lose weight to be given your love. And I know that I do not need to lose weight to be proud of myself or to make someone else proud of me or to gain anyone's love. I also know that you have given me a body that's a temple to be taken care of. In your mercy, forgive me for not taking care of it. Forgive me for damaging myself and for eating in a way that has made me so unhealthy in so many ways. Forgive me for moving farther away from you by seeking to heal myself with food instead of with you. What I do not know is how to control my eating. What I do not have is the strength to eat in a healthy way. No matter how many times I lose weight, and no matter how many diets I go on, just when I think I have it all solved, I overeat again, even though I don't want to. I'm tired, God. I'm beat. I give up. I can't do this by myself. Help me. So, God, I humbly make a decision today to turn this all over to you. Grant me the strength this day to eat in a healthy way so that I can move toward a weight that's healthy for my body, just for today. Just for today, with your help, I can do what I could never do alone and what I could never do if I thought I had to spend my whole life doing it. I will go to any length to abide by your will. When I hear your voice urging me to make a healthy choice, I will rely on your strength to do it, and I commit to doing that just for today. Just for today, when I am hurting, I seek to find my comfort in you, not in food. Just for today, when I am lonely, I seek to know you as my friend, not food. Just for today, when I am worried, I ask you to give me the serenity to accept what I cannot change and the courage to change what I can and the wisdom to know the difference. Just for today, when I feel wounded, I seek healing in you, not in food. Just for today, when I want more food, more happiness, more love, more attention, more peace, more things, I ask you to be my more. Just for today, when I feel guilty, I confess to you what is weighing on me, repent, and then I accept your forgiveness with an open heart. Just for today, I will list for you all the things I am grateful for at this moment. And right now, it's all of you in this wonderful room. It's this beautiful day outside. It's the strength to talk with you. It's gratitude for so many things in my life. Just for today, I will seek to be a blessing to someone else, as you will. May I fulfill your purpose for me this day. I affirm that you keep your promises, God. You continue to carry me all the days of my life. I trust that you will indeed help me this day.